43 degrees, a Make Us Laugh Monday. If you've got a joke, we'd love to hear it. 715-396-1670. You know, see, that always occurs to me, Jason Cairns, here at the start of the best 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, yeah, we should try to come bearing jokes, right?
You know, yeah. And I always feel like, you know, I've heard good jokes, and but they don't come to me in the moment. I should come prepared.
I write them down in various places, and so then it's a matter of the gathering the acorns or something like that. So
sure, right, exactly.
All right, well, we'll try to. Caleb and I have the appointed time, 3 jokes apiece, about 7:50 weekday mornings on Mondays.
Nice.
So anyhow, all right. Well, how was Mother's Day for you? You got certainly your own mom. I saw a picture of you and her, and then your wife Heather, and your daughter's expecting next month.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. So I talked to my mom a little bit yesterday. It's been a while since I've actually seen her on Mother's Day, and ideally that will happen at some point in the future. But yesterday we had John and Grace come over, my daughter and son-in-law, and had actually celebrated Heather's birthday, which was a few weeks ago. Finally had time to do that, and so Mother's Day and birthday on the same day. So that was good.
Okay. Very good. We went off to my in-laws. So we caught church at Bible Center, where my brother-in-law is the pastor. And then kind of the gathering. And my kids, all five of them, trucked over because 3 of them had to work yesterday morning. So
wow. Yeah. Sure. Good food yesterday?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of grilling. My wife had marinated some chicken, and so and lots of it. So I mean, you feed our 7, and then it was the first time for the summer of 2023 she made her outstanding broccoli salad with the bacon and no raisins. You'll be glad to know, no raisins in it.
Good,
so,
good,
yeah.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, it was a good time. I loved playing with the 4-year-old niece Hannah. She's just a blast. I got to read to her. And she's just have the chance to get into a 4-year-old's world is delightful.
Yeah, it's such a fun age to be able to engage then. And, you know, when I do that, I find I'm reminded that my body doesn't work quite the same as a 4-year-old's does. And,
yeah.
But I think they give life, right? I mean, they help us to see the world from a different perspective.
The imagination. I mean, it's just fun to just get down there and just a lot more laughter. And it's great. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, our kids, they all do grow up. And the idea, at least chronologically, if not otherwise. But, you know, and so it's just nice to be able to. It was a small. I'm the uncle, but it's nice to almost be. Oh, so this might be what a grandpa feels like, you know. So.
Sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I bet you are. All right, well, we've got James chapter 5. Help me out. Where are we at today?
Just verse 12 today. And verse 12 says, "But most of all, my brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no so that you will not sin and be condemned."
Mm. All right, well, simply and short, sweet, and to the point. This is what you say in letters to the beloved. Live simply. You do not need to make fancy promises. Honor your word, whether you say yes or no. Stick by what you said. If you're always honest, you will not be caught in a lie.
Yeah, you know, for me, really that desire to live consistently, regardless of circumstance, is something I really want to shoot for. But, boy, it feels difficult at times. And this is just a good reminder. I love the idea of let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Yeah, that is for sure. Keep it simple. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
Good advice is actually write when you can speak and something like nod when you can do that. Basically, get away, you know, minimize your communication and provide what is sufficient. So there we go.
Right. Yeah, I have all of these old idioms or maxims that are kind of playing around the edge of my mind that speak to this. But, you know, I think the idea of restraining words is generally good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we came out of here short today. I mean, there's a lot of times we go over 5 minutes, but today we may have come a little short. So
we're just trying to average it
out. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Jason, here. on WWIB. All right, it is Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB. And sure, pressure's on Caleb and I to deliver not one, not two, but three jokes apiece at about 7:45 to 7:50. But what about you, the listeners? I mean, we need a brave, courageous listener to step to the fore who is willing to lead the way and show other listeners what kind of jokes we're looking for on the WIB Wake Up Show.
What is a nose's favorite sport? Well, it's not running.
There we go. All right, that's PCD John with the nose joke this morning, kind of an athletic nose joke. Favorite sport for a nose is not running. Yeah, not running. And one of our kids was dealing with a cold over the weekend, so I can relate. Now, I wonder if this brave, courageous listener would dare have a second joke.
Why do kittens get in trouble at school? They were copycats.
Oh, man!
I don't know. I think he comes up with that because he was a teacher. There we go. Thank you, John.
Some people have a hard time getting older.
Pick up basketball? I got next. Pulled a hammy.
They just can't quite accept it.
Face tattoos, honey. Hey, everybody's got one.
But if your driveway is also past its prime, Superior Sealers can turn back the clock with crack filling and seal coating. Superior Sealers help your driveway feel young again.
Hey, want to hear me beatbox?
Get a free estimate at SuperiorSealersLLC.com.
First of all, I'm just going to say hats off to our creative department. I mean, I hear ads on other stations, and sometimes they can kind of be boring. You hear the same voice over and over. Different voices, lots of creativity. That one's made me laugh a couple of times this morning.
Well, that's good, because I think it just started. So if it's already making you laugh, it's good.
It is. All right. Weekend recap here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Sam Shovel, not once but twice, opening night, but then Saturday, because there's so many puns in this latest production, installment 3 of Sam Shovel, Private Eye, Sentenced to Death, Grammar Humor Galore. Jim and Jane Jeffries, outstanding cast. Sue Orfield, fantastic. I mean, is there anybody better on the sax? And so, proud of my son Dawson from the WIB team, doing a good job as Sergeant Sullivan, and the many other actors alongside, including Paige Vassell as Sam Shovel. So, fantastic. A lot of fun, and all for a great cause, the Collective Arts Center, Mike Rambo, and offering free arts programs to kids. Also, the in-laws yesterday after Sunday morning service at the Bible Center Church for my brother-in-law, Doug, is the pastor. And then great time grilling out, having a lot of food. And thought of you with your daughter, Nora, because she's 5, right? I got to play with 4-year-old Hannah yesterday, and that was a ton of fun. Reading to her, just lots of laughs and giggles and just the imagination. That was a huge treat. And then finally, it was already in bed, nodded off a little, but my daughter Elena was determined we were going to get a love seat upstairs, and that was a challenge. But we pulled it off last night collectively. Thank you, Dawson and Peggy, for helping.
Well, you know, I think Mother's Day weekend was definitely the theme of my weekend, too. Saturday was a lot of preparations, errands that needed to be run. My wife did a lot of the food prep, but I tried to, you know, help out at least with getting things from the stores and stuff. We visited Garden Center, so that was a lot of fun, and enjoyed spending some time just all together as a family, even when there was work to be done there, too. And then church yesterday, and hung out with my parents for a while, and then went over to my in-laws. So we saw a lot of family yesterday, and just really great to see, again, the family gathering in honor of my mom and my mother-in-law. And I got to see my little brother Josh from St. Cloud, played some cornhole. Cooper and I played on a team together, and you know, we weren't the greatest. Probably some rust that needs to be knocked off. But again, at 8 years old, we played full-length cornhole. Mm. And so I was just really proud of him that he actually could, you know, throw it that far.
Yeah,
first time as a father and son cornhole team at regulation distance. So, Coop, we're going to get him next time. Uncle Elijah and Uncle Josh kind of cleaned our clocks. But okay. We'll be better next time.
All right, you'll work on it.
21 past 7. We'll get in a couple more tunes here.
We usually have cornhole at the WIB parking lot picnics. You guys can practice.
Indeed. We'll look forward to those coming up first one end of June.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Yes, I came into the studio and I told Caleb this is the hardest thing we do every week. It's not telling the jokes, it's finding them.
Now, here's the thing. If some of you say, well, it's the hardest thing we have to do every week, too, listening to your jokes on a Monday morning, I have brand new Matthew West that Greg Stewart, a music director, just told me about. So that's the okay. Pot of gold at the end of the joke rainbow here new Matthew West for you.
Hang in there for that. All right, here we go. Here's my first one. Mother's Day was yesterday. So Here's the way it works with moms with multiple kids. First child eats dirt, mom calls the doctor. Second child eats dirt, mom cleans out his mouth. Third child eats dirt, mom wonders if she still needs to make lunch.
Oh, man, that's good. All right, here we go. Let me grab with this one. A boy goes to the Olympics and approaches a man with a long stick and says to him, "Are you a pole vaulter?" "No, I'm German," says the man, "but how did you know my name?"
Okay.
All right. Pole.
Yeah, yeah.
Vaulter. Yeah, okay.
All right. Hey, here's number two for me. Husband and wife go to counseling, and it's revealed that the husband has never bought his wife flowers.
Oh.
So the counselor asks the husband, "Why have you never bought her flowers?" The husband says, "Doc, up until now, I didn't even know she sold flowers."
All right. We wake up show on a Monday morning. Make us laugh Monday. Havel, what do you call a dog that can do magic?
What?
A labracadabrador.
Oh, man.
Complicated. Hey, my final one. We just had May the 4th be with you, of course, with Star Wars Day on May 4th. And today is, you know, a couple weeks later, 11 days later. Carrie Fisher, on being asked to lose weight for her last Star Wars turn, said, "They want to hire part of me, not all of me. They want to hire about 3/4. And so I have to get rid of the fourth somehow. The fourth can't be with me."
And my last one, man, I probably saved the weakest one for last, but how do you put a baby astronaut to sleep?
How?
You rock it.
I'll take it.
16 minutes past 8 o'clock, you're on WWIB. It's the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havo, and a special guest joins us. We've just met Jessica, the director of the Wisconsin Foster Closet, based out of Menominee, serving Western Wisconsin. Jessica, welcome to WWIB.
Having me. Appreciate it.
Now, maybe just to start off with, so I wasn't familiar until recently with the Wisconsin Foster Closet, and then again reached out and said, we need to let more people know about this. For those like me who hadn't heard before of who you are, what you do, could you give us kind of in a nutshell what this nonprofit does and who you serve?
Absolutely. So the Wisconsin Foster Closet is assisting children, teens, and young adults who are in foster and kinship care in Western Wisconsin by providing clothing, personal care items, school supplies, and even Christmas gifts for them as they're in the foster care system.
How long has the Wisconsin Foster Closet been around, and how did you get started?
Sure. So we actually started long before we became a nonprofit. Our founder, Tammy, who is a foster parent, was getting children into her home that were coming with literally nothing. Her first child arrived with a diaper and a tutu on, and so she quickly realized there was a need for this organization. We became a nonprofit in 2018, moved into a new building in about the same year, 2018 timeframe, and have just been growing and expanding ever since.
We're talking with Jessica here on the WIB Wake Up Show from the Wisconsin Foster Closet. And you mentioned kids coming with nothing into foster homes. And I would think that many times these placements in a foster home can happen very quickly when the kids need to be removed from a bad situation, which is why sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily the preparation we think about. You know, when you're welcoming a new baby into your house, you think, okay, a lot of times you can find out if it's a boy or a girl and get what you need. But in foster care situations, sometimes it's the child needs a place to stay that's safe for them immediately, and the parents don't necessarily have what they need.
Absolutely. These foster parents and even kinship parents, you know, the phone rings and you don't know, you know, are you getting a boy or a girl? Is it a baby? Is it a teenager? And it's really hard to have all of the supplies you need on hand, you know, for whoever is going to need care. So that's why we're there to help bridge the gap. They can call us at any point in time and we'll pop in and get them what they need.
Obviously, we've been talking about in the news in the last couple of years, the growing number of foster kids that are out there. And I'm at your website, wifostercloset.org, and talks about, you can click on learn how you can help. Is it the biggest way through financially or donations or both?
Both, actually. So, you know, obviously financial donations help us with, we never know too sometimes what we're going to get called and asked for. So financial donations definitely help with that. But we also do accept clothing, used clothing. New socks and underwear are always a huge thing that we're looking for. And then the other big thing is backpacks, duffel bags, or small to medium-sized suitcases. And those can be new or used. But letting these kids pick out a backpack or a duffel bag to put their stuff in, their faces just light up. It's really exciting to get to see.
Jessica, how did you become part of the Wisconsin Foster Closet? What kind of moved you? How, obviously, this is a passion of yours.
Yeah, so my family, my parents were actually foster parents. When I went away to college, it was kind of a running joke. I would come home and there would be a new child sitting in our living room, you know, saying, yeah. Oh, who's this? And my little brother and sister actually came to us through the foster care system. Mm. So they are 19 and almost 21 now. They've been with us since they were 3 and 1. So, you know, for me, my family, I don't have the ability right now to be a foster parent. So this was a way for me to help give back to foster and kinship care children.
Yeah. And you serve, again, you serve all through Western Wisconsin. Am I understanding this right? That it's not like, oh, we have specific hours, but that if someone calls, you are, or another member of the staff is going to be there to meet that need, to get them what they need.
Absolutely. So we do have open hours on Sundays from noon to 3. People can drop in either for donations or to do pickups.
Yeah.
But if they call, we'll find a way to make it work for a time, day or night.
And probably like so many nonprofits, you would say begin by checking our website, wifostercloset.org, right?
Absolutely. Otherwise, our Facebook page, which is the Wisconsin or the Foster Closets, sorry, is another good resource.
And we'll make sure and share that in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group as well if folks want to know more. Jessica, again, I know it's just a few minutes here, but thank you so much for your heart for foster care families, for children foster care. Great to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do. And this is vital. It really is.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Let's go back to the music here with Matt Maher, The Lord's Prayer, It's Yours. Again, wifostercloset.org. Find them on Facebook as well. Learn more about this incredible ministry operating out of Menominee, serving Western Wisconsin, a large part of the WIB listening area. Maybe find a way to partner with them. Be a blessing today.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, on a Monday morning, and celebrating the world's oldest dog. Now, again, a human year is 7 dog years, right? So to have the world's oldest dog reach 31, that's just plain old.
That really is. Wow. Yeah. A geriatric dog.
So it turns out Bobby, B-O-B-I, I'm going to pronounce it Bobby. It's a Portuguese dog, celebrated his 31st birthday Thursday, making him the oldest living dog and also the oldest dog ever recorded, according to Guinness.
He's a purebred Rafeiro do Alentejo.
Good job.
So, yeah, I don't know much more beyond that. That was declared the world's oldest dog in February. Lives in a peaceful environment in a rural village, again, in southern Portugal. And, 31 trips around the sun, which counts for a lot more as a dog.
In fact, his owner believes that peaceful environment in that village in Portugal contributes to his longevity. Despite having difficulties walking and experienced a decline in his eyesight, and you would too if you were 217 in dog years, Bobby's pretty much in good health and has received attention from journalists and people all over the world.
And what more would a dog like in his golden years than attention, right? Dogs love attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over 100 people attended Bobby's birthday party on Saturday. How cool is that? I've never had that many people attend a birthday party. Now, introvert probably wouldn't want that, but still.
So it raises the question, which dog breeds live the longest?
Now, not a definitive answer, but some breeds are known to have longer lifespans than others. For instance, Chihuahua, this toy breed of dog, typically lives for 15 to 20 human years.
Wow. The dachshund, with proper care and nutrition, these small dogs can live 12 to 16 years.
A toy poodle, this breed known for its intelligence and hypoallergenic coat, can live for up to 20 years, 2 decades.
I'm noticing a trend there. We have a toy poodle, by the way, so I hope Wesley could live that long. That'd be awesome. But I'll tell you, they're all small dogs. What about the beagle? This is another one that these friendly and active hounds can live 12 to 15 years.
And finally, the Lhasa Apso, this breed originating from Tibet, can live for up to 20 years as well.
Very cute little dogs.
Very interesting. Congratulations again to Bobby from Portugal, 31 years, oldest living dog.